Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you can save a bundle, folks. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. And get your quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
That's right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we want you to keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got a great show in store for you, obviously, with the Super Bowl just a week away, actually less than a week away. There will be much Super Bowl talk, but we got some NBA and we got some other things to get into. So it's going to be a fun show indeed. We got A.J. Dillon, the rookie running back for the Green Bay Packers, who had a really nice year, especially toward the end. He'll be joining us at the bottom of this hour. So it's going to be a lot of fun and information and insight. Let me welcome in my partner. Speaking of fun, our resident funny man here at Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, me?
You like that. I know you like that.
Yes. You know, I'm always trying to be
Shecky Green. Because I usually don't give you props for your jokes.
Yes, I'm trying. What's happening?
All right, Rob, let's get right to it. This is a fun topic of yours because you like to jump on Tom Brady, but maybe more than even him, maybe. You love lighting into the man of the hour, at least until, you know, for the next couple days.
No, they're having a parade in L.A. Are you kidding?
They
People
are.
In L.A. are like They thought they got the Messiah. The Savior has showed up in L.A. Wow.
Matt Stafford, or as Rob Parker likes to call him, Stat Padford, traded to the L.A. Rams for Jared Goff, straight up QB for QB, although the Rams also parted with a third-round pick from this next year and two first-round picks from the following two seasons. So they gave up quite a bit. I'm going to put it out to you, Rob. What do you think?
I understand that they obviously fell out of love with Jared Goff, right, and his turnovers and whatever was going on. It's a guy who got you to the Super Bowl, Chris. We talked about it. I mentioned it a few times. Him and Gurley and those receivers, they had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. They were rolling at one point.
Feels like ancient history.
No, I got it. It's been a couple
years ago, 3 years ago.
But to give up that haul for Matthew Stafford, who on the flip side played 12 years in Detroit, no playoff wins, no division, never won a division, not even once, had a good year and beat out the Packers or the Bears or the Vikings for the division in 12 years. And he has the nickname Stat Padford. In Detroit for a reason. Because
did you come up with that or did somebody else?
No, it was like kicked around. Different people would say different things on the radio, and then I just kind of grabbed it and corralled it and said, that's spot on, you know what I mean? And okay. That really describes him. And when you look at his numbers, and somebody did a great chart about him and even opposite Jameis Winston, their first 5 years in the league. The numbers are almost identical. One guy gets a big trade to a contender. The other guy was out of a job looking to be a backup somewhere. And it's just funny when you look at the comparison. But anyway, when Stafford got to Detroit, and Chris, you know I watched him from day one. I was there when he was drafted.
Right.
I've watched this guy for years now, not the last five closely because I live in L.A. now, but his first 7 years in his career I watched very closely. And I used to travel with the Lions. So this is not somebody who's just looking at box scores, you know what I mean,
right,
and looking at highlights. I think when you watch SportsCenter, the biggest problem with watching SportsCenter or any kind of national highlight show, Chris, is what is it?
You only see
it's a highlight show, right? So you watch and you go, look at that throw by Stafford. Look at that play. And your vision and your idea of him is different from people who watch the entire game and watch what they do.
Let me throw this at you. I don't want to cut you off, but let me throw this at you. Because in 2016, I believe it was, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he had 8 game-winning drives, which is, I believe, an NFL record for a season. That is correct, Rob G? So what is your thought on that, Rob? I mean, because I hear
your record.
You.
What was that record?
They were 9-7. Nine and seven.
And what did
they
do? They made the playoffs?
Look, in 2014, he was 11-5, 7-9 the year after that, then 9-7 in that year with all the game-winning drives, and 9-7 the following year. Those were the years with Jim Caldwell. I'm excited, and you've seen more of him than me. There's no question about it.
And here's the other. But, let me just throw this out before you finish. And here's the last one. This is the one that should scare you, and I get it, the Rams are not the Lions, they're a different team. 10-66 against teams with winning records that finished the season. He doesn't beat the good
team. Yeah, but how much of that is because he's been on pretty bad teams?
No, I'm telling you that it's not all on the defense, on the running back. I'm telling you part of it is Stafford as well. I mean,
well,
there's no way.
He's only had a top 10 defense once in his career, and that year they went 11-5. And here's what I'll say about it ultimately, Rob. I think it's an upgrade for the Rams. I do think he's better than Jared Goff. I think he's very good in the play action. I think he's got a very strong arm. I like him. And with that team around him, a good running game, obviously a strong defense, a good receiving core. I am excited to see, Rob, what this guy can do in a good situation. I think Sean McVay, even though he's kind of fallen off, you know, his reputation's taken a hit the last couple years, But I do think he's a good, innovative offensive coach. And I want to see Stafford. Now, maybe he will turn out to be what you say he is. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, he's going to be great. But I do want to see him in a better situation. There are quarterbacks that can lift everybody. And you know, I think
Tom Brady
is.
And,
right, he's
and,
not.
And
he's clearly not that guy.
And
but he doesn't have to be that guy in L.A.
Yeah, but that's the part that should worry you. The first overall pick, 12 years, Chris. I'm not saying that he had to win a Super Bowl for it to be a success in Detroit. There were situations where Stafford had a chance to in Dallas. They got the ball back 2.5 minutes to go. That they led the Cowboys 20-7 in that playoff game, Chris, in Dallas in 2014 or 15. Maybe January of 2015. They led 20-7 in that game. They had a chance to win the playoff game in advance.
Right.
What did they do? Stafford went, they went scoreless after a field goal in the final 18 and a half minutes. Those are the moments I'm talking about. So you could say, they don't have a great
to moments like that for virtually.
No, I'm just saying, but when you have a zero next to your name, is what I'm saying is like, you cannot only put this on everybody else and Stafford gets no blame.
I agree with that. He's not a guy that you can put anybody around him and he's going to eventually, over a few years, lift them to great heights. However, if he's a guy that with talent around him can really play well, then that's really all they need right now in LA. Now, all that said, Rob, I think both teams made a good trade. I think it makes the Rams better.
I think the Lions fleeced them. I do.
Well, I don't think they fleeced them. I think they got – if I had to pick a winner of the trade, I would go with the Lions because, look, they weren't any good with Stafford, right?
So no, they made the right decision. You got to move on. You know what I'm saying? You just can't hold on to a guy and be afraid to move on when it hasn't worked, Chris. No matter what you –
absolutely.
You can say whatever you want. You guys haven't won a playoff game, haven't won a division. What are you afraid of?
You can do that without him. You're not going to be any good with him.
Right.
You know, and they got two first-round picks out of it. And here's the thing, too. Remember, the GM, he was in L.A. He's been in L.A., well, even back to when they were in St. Louis, the Rams.
No, right. He was a scout. He's been around there, right?
Yes. He knows Goff. Now, whether he's right or wrong, he likes Goff. He thinks he's better than McVay thinks he is. And Dan Campbell likes Goff. So if they can, you know, a new scenery for Goff, obviously there's more belief, going to be more belief in him in Detroit than McVay ended up having. And so you got a at least a pretty good quarterback, and you got two first round picks over the next few years. So I do think that the Lions got the better of the deal. But I like it for both because the Rams weren't going anywhere with Goff. But here's the thing. And why I ultimately think Detroit won the trade. If you're the Rams, it's Super Bowl or bust. Not necessarily this year, over the next few years, you got to win. He's got to a Super Bowl. We're a playoff team with Goff. So the only thing better than that is winning a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Like getting to the playoffs and losing with Stafford doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You've already done that with Goff. He played against Green Bay.
Picks.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
You already saw that, right.
And I would, look, I'm going to give him a chance, but they're by no means, they got the NFC on lock now. No, not at all. You put Green Bay ahead of him. If Brady doesn't fall off, you put Tampa Bay ahead of him. And that division they're
in
is tough.
You still got Seattle. You still got a number of teams in the NFC.
Arizona, if Murray keeps ascending, you know. So, yeah, it's we'll see how this works out. But I do think within the next 3-4 years, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Rams, and we'll see if they get it done. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think that who you think got the best of this deal? The Rams with Matt Stafford or the Lions with Jared Goff and all the draft capital they got? And do you agree with Rob and me It's Super Bowl or bust in La La Land. Your turn away in 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today and get yourself a quote. Might save yourself some loot. All right, we threw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on the big blockbuster NFL trade? Does Stafford make the Rams the favorite out in the NFC? Or did Lions, as Rob said, fleece them? Your turn to weigh in. Let's see what you think.
All right, jump in. Let's start with Ty in Palm Springs. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I could not agree with Rob's take more. It seems like there's this weird thing going on where across social media and a bunch of platforms, people seem to, on one hand, kind of have forgotten how good Deshaun Watson is, and, like, vastly overstate how good Matt Stafford is.
It's amazing.
What does this have to do with this? I haven't seen anybody say that they think Matt Stafford's better than Deshaun Watson.
No. That's not that assertion. And you guys probably don't pay nearly as much attention to social media as I do. But just, like, in the Twitter sphere, it's crazy how many people I've seen say what wouldn't be worth a trade for Deshaun Watson. And people are saying this is such a blockbuster trade for Stafford. And if I'm wrong, let me know. But did this dude not have 4 winning seasons in 12 years in Detroit? And I know the organization's horrible and all of that. But a good quarterback is worth some wins just
absolutely
on his own, I think.
By himself. You know? No doubt about it. And that's
the
where
top
Stafford
level quarterbacks.
Right. I mean, but this guy was the first overall pick. Even if you say, look at Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan's a good – I was going to say, Matt Ryan's a good quarterback.
Matt Ryan won an MVP. Matt Ryan got to the Super Bowl. I know Atlanta –
he's had some bad years, too.
No, you know, no doubt about it. Chris, but that's the point, is that Stafford could have had a great year or two. It doesn't mean – I'm not saying he had to have 12 great years in Detroit. He just underachieved, and people have seemed to gloss over that. That's what I think is what Ty is talking about. Steve in El Paso, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey, first off, I just wanted to compliment you, too. Whenever you guys are calm and just talking nice, I appreciate it. When you guys start getting all wound up over Brady issues, man, I gotta go somewhere else.
We got a Brady topic coming up in hour two.
All right,
Tom
we're
Brady
not going to get
Tom
crazy
Brady
today.
Could do that.
No, Tom can't. But Steve,
it's all on Rob. It's all on Rob. I can be cool all day. It's Rob Parker.
Hey, Steve, if you want me to dial it down, I could be a dial tone like a lot of these other
guys.
Well,
don't go all the way down. Don't let him go all the way down.
You guys do just fine. I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right.
But, hey, here's my take. I've been a lifelong Rams fan, and I'm looking back to the time in 1999 when they traded for Marshall Faulk from the Colts. Now, I'm hopeful that Stafford and a new change of pace. I mean, Faulk was good in Indianapolis, but they didn't go anywhere either. Until he goes to the Rams and they become the greatest show on turf. Of course, a lot of things have to fall into place.
Right.
But look at what Indianapolis got out of that, too. They ended up with Peyton Manning and a whole host of draft picks, and they ended up winning Super Bowls as well. So I'm hoping that both teams here are going to benefit, and I'm hoping that Stafford gets a nice change of pace, and maybe with the right offensive system and the right ownership supporting that, maybe he'll make a difference now. That's
and
my hope.
And if he doesn't, Steve, your team is going to be in trouble as years go on because of the picks and the cap hits. They keep signing people to big contracts and then eating them. I mean, this is front office. This is to make the boy genius McVay.
I don't know why they gave him that deal when they did. And it was the same with Gurley. Like, Gurley was definitely early. Like, why? You didn't have to do it. Wait another year.
Because they always feel like the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. It's like the Dak Prescott thing. I know what you're saying,
but
Chris.
Look at those, because you would always say they believed in Wentz. They believed in Goff. They were wrong with both of them. I mean, they both regret those right now.
Yeah, but that's the way you do it. When you have a guy, remember, Chris, to say you don't want to sign a quarterback who just led you to the Super Bowl. He didn't just win a playoff game or have a good season. It's hard to justify that. That's all I'm saying. It's not like I'm just saying that they gave up on him so quick.
Yeah.
Mike in Los Angeles, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Oh, okay. Albert in Honolulu, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
Aloha, fella.
Hey, Albert, let me tell you.
Who doesn't love Hawaii?
Hey, this weekend when I was in New York in a hotel, there must have been a Hawaiian couple in the room next to me. You know why?
Why that?
I kept hearing the woman say, luau, luau.
Oh, that was corny. Good dad joke.
Well, he's not even a dad, but he tells dad jokes.
I know, right? I got a dad bod, though. That's all right. All right.
Yes, big daddy.
Good, Albert.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, I would definitely have to agree with you here, Rob. Definitely L.A. got fleeced. I mean, they gave up draft picks, first off, to move up to get Goff. Now they gave up draft pick to get rid of him. And I wouldn't say that Stafford is necessarily an upgrade to give up. I think they gave up, what, about 8 or 9 draft picks in all?
They gave up 2 first-rounders and a third-rounder this year, this upcoming year.
So I don't know we can say definitely that L.A. got burned twice. First off, for moving up to get him, then giving up all those draft picks.
Only place I disagree with you, I think Stafford is an upgrade over Goff. Now, see.
I'm not convinced because Goff got to the Super Bowl. Stafford can't even win a playoff game. So, Chris, I would say to you, thanks, Albert, for the call. If Stafford, say, lost a playoff game or something, you know, he didn't play that great, or – what would, like you just said, basically he would have to win a get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl.
I mean,
the
over
Super
the next few years, right? Not next year necessarily.
He's
but
got
over
2 years left on his contract.
To a Super Bowl. Because okay. You could have been pretty good with Jared Goff. But we got our guest, Rob. A.J. Dillon, rookie running back for the Green Bay Packers. No longer a rookie now. He'll be heading into his second year. A.J., welcome to the Odd
What's
Couple,
happening?
Brother.
How we doing? How we doing? Happy to be here.
We're excited to have you, man, because I like the way you run the football, man. I really do. And congratulations on a really nice rookie year. I know you're very upset.
He's got to be salty. I would
NFC
be salty.
Yeah, is this still – have you gotten over it yet, or will you never get over it until you win a Super Bowl or something?
Oh, no. You know, it's definitely – you know, we got to get one of those. It's going to happen soon. I felt it, but, you know, for you're going to lose anybody. Tom Brady's not a bad person to lose to, you know. That's a goat, one of the goats right there.
What do you think – I mean, most people going into the playoffs – because you guys had such a great regular season, because you were at home with the home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, most people thought you guys would get out of the NFC. What do you think happened in that game against Tampa Bay?
Well, it's never just one thing, you know. There's a bunch of little plays, and, you know, in the NFL, the margin's so little, and that's one thing I've noticed my rookie year. You could be up 21, and then in a matter of a couple of plays, it's right back neck and neck. So, you know, I feel like we didn't start off as hot as we always do, but then, you know, we had opportunity to get back into the game, and I'm pretty sure we rattled off a couple of unanswered points, and then we just didn't finish. But, you know, we definitely showed some resiliency. I feel like we just gotta, you know, we had to start off a little hotter.
I got to say, Matt LaFleur's decision not to let Aaron Rodgers and you guys on offense try to score the game-winning, game-tying touchdown, and, of course, you would still need a two-point conversion. I thought that was one of the worst calls, probably other than Marshawn Lynch at the one-yard line for Seattle in the Super Bowl, and they threw a pick instead of giving the ball to him. What was your initial reaction just when you saw the field goal team going out there, unit, to kick a field goal?
You know, I honestly didn't really overthink it too much. You know, you can't get, you know, our job is to go out there as a player and, you know, do our job. And, you know, the coach's job is, you know, call the best plays that they think. And so, I mean, yeah, like some people might not agree with it, but, you know, he's been calling plays all year and we got all the way to the NFC Championship. Had we came back and got the ball back and then scored, everybody would have called him a genius, and that's the just how the ball rolls in this game. So, you know, I have no animosity towards it.
No, I hear you. Talk about Aaron Rodgers and the season he had. What is the difference between watching somebody, you know, on television, and then you become his teammate and you watch the guy play? Was he as advertised, better than advertised? What kind of guy is he?
Yeah, I'd say much and by far better than advertised. You know, you watch a guy like that caliber on TV, and you kind of take it for granted because, you know, you're like, oh, well, he's supposed to be like that. But when you wake up every day and you see him make even better throws and even more accurate passes and just, like, the knowledge that he has in the game, of the game, seeing that is, like, the peak of professionalism and, you know, being the top caliber guy in this league. So, you know, it's been an honor to, you know, work with him all year and just kind of soak up as much knowledge as I can from him, watch how he conducts himself out there as a leader.
A.J. Dillon, rookie running back, just finished his rookie year with the Green Bay Packers, is joining the iCouple. Now, one of your running mates, Aaron Jones, who was the eighth leading rusher in the league, or one of the top rushers, I should say, in the league this year, he's going to be a free agent. And he may, you know, we'll see if he ends up back in Green Bay. I'm sure you'll say you want him back and you probably want him back. But are you preparing yourself for the chance that you're going to be the go-to back next year? And how exciting is that if indeed that happens for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always prepared myself to the best of my ability to be the go-to back on every team I've been on, regardless who's on the team or who comes back. You know, I got nothing but love for Aaron, nothing but love for Jamal and the other guys in that room, but I never walk onto the field thinking that, oh, well, the only way I'm going to play is if somebody else can't. So that's definitely that doesn't really bother me, or I don't really pay much attention to that. I'm going to just put myself in the best place possible to go out there, help the team when my number's called.
I'm not asking you to rip Green Bay, because I've been there. I used to cover Lions football for a long time, went every year to Green Bay. Not the scenic best place to live. I'm just trying, right, cosmopolitan area. How is that getting used to Green Bay, Wisconsin, which doesn't even have a mall and downtown? What is that, a Walmart or something? What do you make of Green Bay and live, you know, living there during the year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely say it's a big change from, you know, being an East Coast kid and, you know, being around, like, New York and being in Boston.
Right.
Definitely a big change. But, you know, once you kind of get over what it doesn't have, you kind of appreciate what it does. And so, you know, I had a great time out there. You know, I've made a lot of friends and, you know, really embraced myself in the community out there. So I've enjoyed it.
The fans there are crazy about the Packers, though. I mean, am I right? Like,
yeah, no, they are. Yeah, that's the best fan base I've ever been around. And, you know, I've seen, being from, like I said, the East Coast, I've seen some big fan bases. But, I mean, they have some diehard fans out there.
All that said, AJ, and that's nice, you were probably out of Green Bay on that Tuesday after
the look
loss,
at you,
right?
Chris. How do I'm you know? Saying, you don't know that.
I'm just asking.
No, his bags were sent at halftime, you know, just in case, though.
When did you leave?
I left like 2 days after I did. Right. I went back to Boston.
Yeah. All right, we were talking before you came on. You may have heard a little bit of it. Obviously, there was the blockbuster trade between the Rams and the Lions, and now the Rams, you know, everybody seems to think they got much better. And, you know, we'll challenge you guys and the other contenders in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on this trade? Who do you think won? Who do you think lost the trade? Those things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I honestly, I'm not going to even lie. Like, I kind of been away from football for this last week, just kind of taking some time to just, you know, enjoy a little downtime. So I don't know the ins and outs of the trade, but from what I, you know, hear, I feel like both teams are, you know, made the best decision that they could for their future. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, the competition, everything like that, and we'll approach it the same way we do with both teams and the QBs.
AJ, who do you think – well, I'm going to ask you this first. Are you rooting for a particular team in the Super Bowl?
Hell no.
And who do you, you know, maybe you're like an NFC guy, you know, I don't know. But, you know, who you rooting for, if anybody, and then who do you think is going to win? If you had to pick a winner.
If I had to pick a winner, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm upset that we're not in it. So
are you going to watch
it? I'm not even thinking about this. I'm not watching it.
Really?
I'll be doing something else.
Wow. And that's obviously just because you lost, like, period.
I believe that. I've heard a lot of NFL players say that. Who don't watch the Super Bowl. They're not interested in watching the Super Bowl at all.
Is there any you will watch a Super Bowl that you're not in? Or is it, say you guys didn't even make the playoffs?
No, absolutely. It's not even necessarily that we're not in it. But, you know, the rookie year going from college camp through the season, then combine training, then the whole COVID off season, through the season into playoffs. I'm not trying to watch another team play in the Super Bowl that we should be in. Not about to do that.
I like the competitiveness in you. I do like it. All right, you are here on behalf of Panini America Trading Cards, and Rob and I both, you know, as kids, we're a little older than you, AJ.
Just a little bit.
Trading cards were huge when we were growing up.
I had them under my bed in a shoebox.
Yes, they were a lot of money and all that. But tell us about Panini America.
It's a great opportunity for me to, you know, be working with them. And, you know, they've been, you know, everybody's been, you know, tagging me. And it's really cool to see the fans really get out there and collect them all. So like you said, you know, as a kid, I had, like, baseball cards and things like that. So I feel like, you know, Panini does a really good job at, you know, providing the fans and everything with the, you know, the ability to be closer to the players that they look up to.
When you first saw your own trading card, what'd you feel like?
You know, it's crazy. I don't think it really stuck out to me until, I went back home for a second. Like, it was all these, like, little kids. Like, my mom's a teacher, and she was saying how, like, the kids would come to her school and, like, show them the new cards of me that they collected. And so that was cool to have that impact.
That's pretty awesome there.
That is great.
One last thing. Has Aaron Rodgers taught you the discount double check yet or not?
No, not yet. I think that – I don't know if rookies are allowed to do that one.
All right. No, everybody's trying to save on some car insurance. You know what I'm saying? I was just asking.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
All right, AJ, thanks so much for joining us, man. Good luck and have a good off season, and good luck next year, man. We'll be looking forward to watching you.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. All right. We are the Odd Couple, and, of course, we are here in the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something, that's money, on your car insurance.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, Rob, I said this, I think it was Friday. I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday, but I think it was last Friday. The Deshaun Watson story.
Is this your ringtone right here? What is this?
No. It might be yours. Is it yours?
Man.
I know.
I got to take a shower, man, after I hear that ringtone.
I'm a little moist right now.
All right. We are, I said the story that keeps giving, Rob, is this Deshaun Watson story. So now after that bold, confident front that the Texans' new brain trust put on at the press conference, right, to introduce the new coach, David Culley, who seems like a great guy. I wish him nothing but luck. You know, 43 years as an assistant coach in the league. Now he gets his shot. I hate that he's walking into a situation like this, but, you know, he talked about Deshaun Watson's a Houston Texan. Nick Caserio, the new GM, talked about Deshaun Watson is a Houston Texan. And over the weekend, Deshaun Watson took down all his notices, everything on social media that pointed out that he was a member of the Texans.
That's gone. Mature. Very nice.
Gone. See, and that's what I want to say. And I don't know Deshaun, but everything I know about him tells me, and obviously many people have spoken up on his behalf, that he is a great guy, very high character and all that. And I still think that's the case. But here's what I would say. If I were to give him some advice, I would say, look, sit down with the Houston Texans and soon and talk to the new brain trust. At the very least, Rob, if there's nothing in your being that wants to do it, if you're so upset with Jack Easterby, which reportedly is a big problem with Deshaun and other players, and you're so upset with the new regime or the, you know, the organization in general, still do it out of respect for David Culley as an African-American coach. That if that's the only reason you do it, then do it. Because players and black media and people all over have been saying we want more black coaches, and there should be more for sure. Show the man respect and sit down and listen, and with Nick Caserio, the new GM, and let them know your beef. Listen to their pitch, and if you want to reject it, fine. And then you can say, look, I hear you. I wish you guys well, but I just need a fresh start. I need to move on. And then you can kind of work with the team to hopefully get you somewhere, maybe quietly, Rob. Like you said, put up a good front. We're not trading. But quietly go about your business of trying to trade him. Because this isn't James Harden. Harden played the bad guy, and you know what? God bless him. It worked. But Deshaun's only thing he can do, Rob, to get traded is sit out. And he could cost himself millions if he sits out. Not to mention, you're 25 years old in the prime of your career, and you want to be playing football come fall. So that's how I would handle it if I were him.
This is why I said when he first said it, and I've repeated myself about the Pat Riley, either you're in or you're out. Once a guy is that disgruntled and making those kind of comments about the organization, Chris, I've looked to trade him. That's what I told you. That it would have been done, because I know you don't want to give up a talent, but when a guy's doing that and insubordinate and, you know, ripping the organization, even if it's not coming directly out of his mouth, you know, and stuff like that, tearing down the organization and his teammates, it's tough.
All right. Well, it's 2 hours left of the iCup. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God,
We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.